Welcome to the Viking Podcast with head coach Jace Coburn. I am your host, Mike Lund, and the Viking Podcast is back again and presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We thank them for their support of Viking athletics all year long. And the Viking men's basketball team is coming home this week as we record this on Tuesday, February 15th. The Vikings are at home on Thursday against Northern Arizona in a 7 p.m. game at Viking Pavilion. And then the Vikings get some time off, no game on Saturday, and then two more at home next week that we will talk about a bit in the future. But right now, let's bring in the head coach, Jace Coburn. And coach, as you look ahead, three big games at home, the final three home games, and a little time off in between. And both of those ideas probably make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, definitely excited to get back home and have three in a row at home. It's kind of weird. Like last week when we didn't have a game on Monday, I don't think any of us knew really what to do with ourselves, you know, because we had just been in that pattern of game prep game for 3 weeks.
Well, personally, I went home after work is what I did. So that was kind of exciting. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, it was really weird. And, you know, even on Monday this week, it was still weird that we didn't have a game on Monday. So, but yeah, the schedule has definitely been, we've been going pretty hard here for the last month. So, it'll be a weird feeling after the NAU game to have those days off, but, we're focused and ready to go on Thursday.
All right. Let's talk about last week. The Vikings went on the road to Montana State, first place Montana State, and Montana and Portland State losing those two games, 77-74 at Montana State, 85-76 at Montana. Coach, you want to win every game. I know that, but I have to think when you play teams of that quality on the road, you lose them, you have a little perspective, and then you have to ask yourself, yeah, but how did we play? And so what was your takeaway after those two games?
Yeah, it's like you said, obviously you want to win every game, but we knew we were playing two really good opponents on their floor, in their towns. And, so that we knew that it was going to be one of the hardest road trips of the year, just because, how well coached both teams are and the talent that they have, and just the fact that they're two really good teams. So we were in both games towards the end of the game, and we battled in both of those games. I mean, in terms of our effort and our energy and our passion and our spirit, like I couldn't be more proud of our team on that road trip, especially after losing a tough one at Montana State and then being able to bounce back. And Montana got a pretty good lead on us, and we were still able to fight back into that thing and came back and took the lead. So, it was a really tough road trip, but I feel like we've gotten better as a team, even though we didn't win. And, that to me is probably the most important thing, is that we're continuing to get better each and every day and each and every game. So, obviously the fact that we didn't win is not great, but at the same time, proud of the guys' effort, and, we're getting better. So, we're excited to start this homestand.
And as we look at Montana State real quickly, I thought that was one of the most entertaining games of the year, one of the best played games by both you and Montana State. It was really fun to watch back and forth. Vikings tied the score twice in the last 2 minutes. The game literally went to the final possession. So that had to be somewhat gratifying considering where they've been. I think that was they'd won 10 in a row or something like that. But really good play all around. And again, a short roster. I know you didn't have Michael Carter in that game, but excellent performances by a number of guys. You're getting great work off the bench from Marlon Ruffin. Damian Squire has come off the bench the last few games. Of course, Zeke Alley's been playing great. Khalid had a great game there. Again, I'm just so impressed with the effort and performance your guys put forward.
Yeah, every game has been, and we've talked about this before, every game has almost been a different starting lineup and a different substitution pattern. So, but the guys have all stepped up in their own ways and been ready to go every single night. And, you know, that Montana State game, it was fun. I mean, you know, both teams have some really talented players and really good players, and both sides stepped up and made some really big time plays. And so, yeah, it was a really fun game to be a part of. And, you know, our guys battled throughout, and we got a group of fighters, and they're going to continue to fight.
And then at Montana, and here's something we haven't said in quite some time, didn't shoot it as well in that game as other games, but found a way to stay in it. And I think that is showing a lot about the resilience of this team. Montana, this is the best stat of the night for me, went into the game averaging fewer than 10 turnovers per game. Really, really good at controlling the ball, controlling the pace of the game, all that. And your guys stayed in it with defensive pressure, forced 22 turnovers, more than double what they normally have in a game. And despite not shooting it as well that night, kept you in the game. And did you have some special defensive plan there? Was that did you think you could get into them like that?
Well, each game we come up with a different game plan, make a couple adjustments to what we do defensively. And so, yeah, we made a couple different adjustments and saw some things that we wanted to try and take advantage of, and we were able to do that. But I think at the end of the day, going back to our group of fighters, I mean, they're just, our guys are just willing to scrap it out. You know, and we were missing a couple guys in that game too. And, but our team is tough. You know, and like I said, they're willing to scrap it out every single night and create the turnovers. And, we have some things that we're doing, that's helping that, but at the same time, give our guys a lot of credit for playing that way.
And the Vikings, come home now this week against Northern Arizona. And this is a team, of course, we've seen them already. Went down to Flagstaff a few weeks back and came away with a big win there. Maybe a little bit unexpected by the way it came, because the points just came flowing out of everybody in a green jersey that night. Beat Northern Arizona 97-76. And really, that was a rare game where it was never really in question. Once you got a good lead, they never seriously threatened in the second half, and had to be a gratifying win. And I guess what you have to tell your team this week is it's not going to be the same game, because they're really going to get ready for you when they come into Viking Pavilion. So what do you tell a team when they maybe have a little overconfidence because of what they did in the first game?
I don't think our guys will be overconfident for this one. You know, it's not four halves of basketball. You know, the score resets after the second half. So we know that when we start, it's going to be 0-0. You know, and they picked up a good win at Montana and battled at Montana State. So, you know, yeah, I mean, mentally our team is going to know that it's 0-0 when we start. And, you know, going back to that game, previously, like, you know, I've said it all year, I had a lot of confidence in our guys' offensive ability. And it just all clicked that day. So, hopefully it'll click again, but, you know, we'll go out there and battle them like we always do.
And you bring up a really good point. Northern Arizona, last week had a really good week. They played the same opponents. They won in overtime at Montana, and they also took Montana State into the final minute, losing by 2 points. So they're coming off some really good performances. So they have to be a little more confident when they come in to the pavilion. As we look at their roster, you know, one guy stands out, and that's Jalen Cohn. He had 19 points for him last time. I believe he has the most three-pointers in the Big Sky Conference this season to this point. And he's a guy you really have to prepare for, a guard, a transfer from Virginia Tech. Coach, what makes him special?
I mean, like you said, he's a really talented player. You know, I mean, he can score in a lot of different ways. Obviously, we know he can shoot it and get to the foul line and get to the paint. And he's a tremendous talent. So, you know, he makes them go. So, it'll be an interesting game, and got nothing but respect for him and how he plays the game.
All right. So as we look ahead to that game again, 7 o'clock on Thursday night at the Pavilion, come down. I hear it's wine tasting night. They're gonna have a little wine tasting for an hour prior to the game. Coach, I feel like you and I are really getting jobbed out of this deal, because we got to work on Thursday night. But there is a promotion, so come on down and maybe you're not a wine drinker. I don't know. But come on down and enjoy that and enjoy a great basketball game. Every week we talk about an individual player. Let's do that right now. We've talked about a number of guys on the team, and I'm going to bring up a guy who has had what you might call a roller coaster season. Started the season very strong offensively, was scoring a lot of points. Kind of hit a bump in the road at midseason. He moved out of the starting lineup and started coming off the bench, and his minutes dwindled a little bit there in the middle. But in the last several weeks, as we've had this flurry of games, he's really picked up his play. And I think you know who I'm talking about now, Coach. He averaged 13 points a game off the bench in his last five games. Marlon Ruffin, a transfer 6'5 guard, playing really well for you lately.
Yeah, Marlon's been doing a great job for us. He's really improved. He's really improved as a complete basketball player. There were some certain things that he and I had talked about that that we both wanted to see improved, and he's really been doing that. You know, he's made a really good effort to do that, and his shooting percentages have been going up. He's been a monster on the offensive glass as of late. And his assists are going up, and turnovers are going down. So, he's really picked it up, over this last stretch when we had all those games. His percentages have been going up, and his numbers have been really good as of late. And, off the bench, he provides a big time scoring punch for us off the bench, and he's been doing a lot of other things too. So, nothing but proud and respect for Marlon and the things that he's been able to accomplish this season. And like you said, he started out the season and then, it hit a little bit of a lull, but, all the credit in the world to him to, be mentally tough enough to fight through that and playing where he's at right now, which is at a really high level.
And I think, as you watch him play, as I've watched him play the last few weeks, you can kind of see the way he carries himself. He clearly understands what his role is now, and he's playing it very well. And I think as a head coach, you brought in a number of new players, and everybody kind of has to find their role. Sometimes that happens quickly, sometimes it doesn't. But he's a guy that seems to have found his role. And, I think as a coach, that's probably got to be pretty gratifying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you said it, we knew that this whole process was going to take time with the amount of new people we had and, with the amount of returners we had, we knew that it was going to take some time and take some games to figure out everybody's roles and where they could be successful. Like those guys learning me and me learning them and putting them in the best situations. And, in the summertime and recruitment process, we can all sit back and hypothesize things about how, we want it to go. But once you get out there on the floor and are in live games, then you can really start figuring things out. So, I think he's really figured out the things that we want him to do and the things we're asking him to do. And he's been able to do that as of late.
And, it's one of those deals too. You always hear it's not so much whether you start, it's whether you finish. And he's been in at the end of a lot of games. He's played just about as many minutes as he had earlier in the season. He's playing just about as many now, and the production is there. So good job by Marlon Ruffin, a junior guard. He's number 22. Come and watch him on Thursday night. He brings a lot of energy to the floor. Coach, I have a few topics we'll touch on before we close it out right here. News came out today. I know you were pretty much aware of it, but this will be news to people in Portland and the college basketball world, quite frankly. The Phil Knight Legacy Tournament was announced today, and this is a kind of an offshoot of the PK80 that Portland State played in 2017. They're bringing back those great tournaments to Portland, to the Rose Quarter, and Portland State will be playing in it once again. Let me list off your bracket, Coach. A bunch of weaklings in this group. So, one of them we're familiar with from 5 years ago: Duke, Florida, Gonzaga, Oregon State, Portland State, Purdue, West Virginia, and Xavier. And that's just in your bracket that Portland State will be playing in. As we look ahead to that, it comes this Thanksgiving, just like it did 5 years ago. That tournament coming to the Portland area. And again, there's a whole bunch of other teams on another bracket, but that's your bracket. How does that make you feel?
Excited. You know, it's a tremendous opportunity for our student athletes. You know, for, I mean, not only our basketball players, but just the student athletes at Portland State. I think it's an awesome thing to be a part of and go to. It's an awesome thing for the city of Portland, to have all those top teams come in and be in one spot, one location. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for that. You know, obviously we have a season going right now, so, haven't dove too much into next year, but, yeah, it'll be a great opportunity for everybody involved in the city of Portland and at Portland State. You know, and we know that, those teams are really good teams. But we learned some things from the last time, and, we know what worked last time, and, it'll be interesting to try and replicate that. But, you know, we know that we're going to go there and play hard and give everything we got and accept the challenge that's in front of us. It'll be a great opportunity.
All right. Well, you were an assistant coach on that team back in 2017. The Vikings played Duke on, and I should note, all of these games, once again, nationally televised. The Vikings played Duke on Thanksgiving Day. The Vikings were leading number one Duke at halftime. The Blue Devils did end up winning that game. The next day played against Butler and had a shot at the buzzer to win, a three-pointer at the buzzer to win that did not go in, lost to Butler, another big-name program, 71-69. And then in the final game got a chance to play Stanford and quite frankly dominated Stanford in that game with some great defensive pressure and came away with a win. Those were the three games. So I'm going to ask you a question. What's your most vivid memory from that weekend? It was a big weekend.
There's so many memories from that weekend. You know, first off is the players. Like I remember all those guys and how excited they were to play and at the level that those guys were playing at throughout the whole tournament. You know, it's funny because I had just texted that group last week about some other stuff, and I'll never forget that tournament with those guys and the performance that those guys put on. I mean, it was literally a performance. And I think, you know, when I saw the press release come out again today, one of the things I think most about is that we played such an emotional game against Duke that first night that I was just waiting for the letdown against Butler the next day. But they went at Butler like they were Duke the next day. And I still to this day have no idea how they had enough energy that next morning to come out against Butler and, you know, play the way that we did. And like you said, we had a chance to win that game and we just missed a three at the end. I mean, it was incredible. And then, so then after the Butler game, I'm like, okay, well, we just battled Duke in an emotional game. And then we just lost essentially at the buzzer to Butler. I'm like, okay, hopefully we got enough energy and passion and all that to get through the Stanford game. And then we show up to Stanford, and like you said, we controlled it, and I think we were down for a little bit and came back, and then we beat them. And the resiliency of that team will always stick out to me, because through that tournament, I was just waiting for us to just be like, all right, like we just we gave it everything we have, and we don't have any more. But that team had more to give, and they just kept giving, and you know, resulted in that win against Stanford and almost beat Butler, and you know, it was a really close game against Duke. I mean, it was a really good game. So that really sticks out to me, you know, from years ago, that team was able to put together three games like that. That was incredible.
Well, and I think that's it, kind of the stamp that this program has had on it, and I think will continue to have on it under you. We know who we are. We're certainly not one of the college basketball blue bloods that are winning national championships and competing for them every year, but we do have a trademark in the way we play. And that effort and what we've seen from this team this year, particularly over the past month of play, has been really entertaining, inspiring, and just fun to be around. So we look forward to the Thanksgiving tournament, the Phil Knight Legacy Tournament coming up. All right, Coach, we're going to wrap it up. I don't know if you had any thoughts on the Super Bowl. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the Waste Management Phoenix Open. I always love that golf tournament. I know you're probably not a big golfer, but what was your sports weekend? You were on a plane, weren't you? Did you get back in time to watch the Super Bowl?
You know, like you said, we all give everything we have, and obviously I'm a big football fan, and like you said, the Waste Management Open, you know, is in Phoenix, so I went to that when I was younger, but Yeah, we traveled back. We gave it everything we had, and I'm going to admit it, I fell asleep during the Super
Bowl. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I gave everything I had last week.
And, well, that's good to hear.
You know,
well,
I didn't sleep much Saturday night. We got on the plane, and I got home and played with Kai for a little bit and watched some film, and Super Bowl started, and I guess I just took advantage of the fact that Super Bowl was on and passed out for a little while. I did see the halftime show, though.
Okay.
I did see that. I did
okay.
wait up for that.
Well, it wasn't the most exciting. It wasn't a bad Super Bowl, but it wasn't really the most exciting one either. So I guess if you had to sleep, it was well earned. So that said, here's my last question. What are you going to do this Saturday? You don't have a game. You're probably going to tell me you're going to go somewhere recruiting.
Yeah, we'll be busy with recruiting this weekend. It's also Kyler's birthday.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
On Sunday. So, you know, he turns one. So,
don't fall asleep during that. You'll never hear the end of
it. Yep. No, I won't be doing that. So I'm sure all his, little friends will be around and we're going to do that this weekend. And, you know, it'll be cool because, you know, like just working through a basketball season, you know, unfortunately you don't get to spend a whole lot of time with your family. And, so it just kind of worked out that his birthday is, you know, on an off day. And, last year, of course, when he was born, I had to miss the Idaho game. So, his birthday is going to be in the thick of basketball season every single year. So it'll be good to celebrate number one.
Well, you always got to keep an eye on that. Speaking as someone whose family members also have birthdays in January and February, my daughter just had a birthday the other day. So, but all right, we now know Coach Coburn's weekend. He's got a basketball game Thursday and a one-year-old birthday party on Sunday. So, we'll see how those turn out. We'll definitely be talking about both of them in next week's podcast. Until then, thanks for listening. We want to thank On Point Community Credit Union once again for their sponsorship of the Viking podcast. And we remind you the Vikings are playing Thursday night, Viking Pavilion, 7 p.m. against Northern Arizona. So before we say goodbye, Coach, any final words?
I did hear from a school this past week that they felt like the Viking Pavilion was one of the loudest places to play when we have fans there. So, love to see everybody come out on Thursday and, you know, create a great atmosphere. And our team's been working hard and, you know, we're going to bring it every single night. And so it'd be great for everybody to come out and support these guys and how hard they've been working.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach, once again for being on the podcast. And we thank you for listening. And with that, we will say go Vikes.